So joining me on the line is Pádraic Rock there from Birdwatch Ireland and their Scommon branch, and he's the chairperson for it. And there's an event happening on Thursday, the 30th of November, in Hannon's Hotel at 8 p.m. So Pádraic there, thanks for joining me on the line.
Thank you. Yeah, great to be here, yeah.
So just in terms to give our listeners a bit of background to Birdwatch, can you give us a bit of information about it?
Well, we set up a branch here some years ago where I had have a big interest in bird life in the country as such, but particularly here in Roscommon.
Yeah.
And it's up and running about 6 years.
Okay.
And we have a few events, outdoor events during the year, and also a few talks that we always hold there in Hannon's Hotel.
Okay.
Something similar now to what we have on Thursday night coming up.
Okay.
And that's generally sort of a background in bird life in the county. We do surveys and do that sort of work and keep an eye on what's coming in and out.
And it's completely a voluntary organisation there.
Oh yeah, yes, it's all voluntary work, yeah.
Okay. And just in terms of what, if people are interested in joining Birdwatch, what could they do, or, you know, what kind of interest would they need to have?
Well, if they have any interest, particularly for younger people, if they have any interest in bird life, if they come along to some of our talks or maybe our some of our outings that will be advertised there through yourselves there and the Roscommon People.
Okay, very
and
good.
And the Roscommon Parish Newsletter, they'll just carry our advertisements from time to time.
Okay.
And if they have an interest or contact me, I'll put them in that fairly right direction if I can.
Okay, that's great. So, as you mentioned there at the start, that there is a talk happening on Thursday. So what's this going to be about, Pádraic?
Niall Hatch there, the Development Officer with Birdwatch Ireland in Dublin, is coming down to give a talk. He's come down a number of occasions before.
Mm.
And he's going to give a talk on our seabirds and, we'll say, our lake birds, swans and geese and all that, ducks and all that. And probably he will cover more of our bird life as well.
Okay, very good. And is there anything, I suppose, particular to Roscommon then in terms of birds? Like, do we have any particular type of bird that other areas of Ireland mightn't have? Or?
Well, probably not. We have our common swans and our geese and our duck ranges, which okay. There are an awful lot of different types of ducks.
Yeah.
I'd say that nearly every county has nearly the same type of bird, really, if you go through them.
Okay. And is there anywhere that people can go online to kind of maybe find out a bit more information about the organisation?
If they go onto the Birdwatch Ireland website there, they get all the information they want to know.
Okay.
But it's a very good website.
Yeah, well, I actually just was briefly on it now last night, Pádraic, because I know I was interviewing you today. And I noticed in the first page there's a garden bird survey on that particular website. That's running at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, that will be starting actually on I think it is the 4th of December, next Sunday.
Okay.
For anybody that's wants to get interested in that, they can do that online through Birdwatch Ireland.
Okay.
You know, to just go to their garden on Sunday morning and see what birds are feeding at the feeders and the feeding tables.
And that's something I wanted to talk to you about. How can we encourage people to get more actively involved with Birdwatch? Like you mentioned, they're the feeders. Is that something that might be a starting step for that?
Yeah. Because you'll be surprised at the amount of different birds that will come to them feeders when they get in on it.
Yeah. How do people go about setting that up?
Well, you can buy the feeders in any of those hardware shops and put them out in the garden.
Yeah.
And fill them of peanuts.
It's
the proper thing to give them.
Peanuts, okay.
Yeah, peanuts. Yeah, not salted peanuts. Now they are. You know, you get them to buy in co-op stores or hardware stores.
Okay, very good. And is there any other steps that people can do to kind of encourage them to be more, I suppose, aware of Birdwatch and get an interest in it? Like you mentioned there, the younger people as well, to get them involved.
Yeah, well, through the schools, I think there should be a little bit more done through the schools, really, to encourage the younger people to get involved with more bird life too. But there's an awful lot of the younger people don't know the different names of birds at all. Like, you'd be really surprised.
Yeah, I actually would be in that boat myself now, Pádraic. I wouldn't be too au fait with it.
Yeah,
but it's definitely something that...
I wouldn't say that I'm a genius at it or anything either. Like, but, you know, you're learning as you go along, you see.
Yeah, exactly. And is there anything, I suppose, that, you know, maybe a little trivia that we could give people today, just in terms of maybe a characteristic of a particular type of bird that we could maybe look out for for pork that you could give us, or?
Let's see now. Well, this time of the year now, we'll be talking about the water birds in particular, like our swans, geese, and our ducks. What we have now in North Roscommon here, which I have seen the last 2 years, is not kestrels, but buzzards.
Buzzards, okay.
What I never seen in this end of the county before.
Oh, right.
And we have a pair of buzzards hanging around now in different areas of the north of the county.
Okay, and what do they look like? So maybe
a big brown bird, bigger than normal now. They'd be like the hawk, but a lot bigger than a hawk.
Oh,
you know
right,
I mean?
Okay.
They're birds of prey, like.
Okay. So we will have to keep an eye out now for the buzzards around here.
Yeah. No, the buzzards are huge, but they haven't been in this county in an awful lot of years. Like.
Oh, right, okay.
But they're beginning to make a massive comeback. Now, there is also a pair of buzzards around at Lone and around that village here. You're going to have Lone here. Lee Carroll, around there. There's a pair of buzzards there now, and a fair amount there.
Okay. Very interesting indeed. And I suppose just with regards birds and that as well, is there anything going on at the moment that, you know, EU directive or anything like that to kind of encourage kind of more awareness towards birds?
Not that I'm aware of at the minute now, but there was supposed to be something going through the Shannon last week about the cutting of hedges.
Right.
You know, I think they're trying to bring that forward to August. It was September, but I think they're trying to bring it back to the 1st of August to start cutting hedges again.
Okay.
Which I suppose is not a good thing for our breeding birds either. Like.
Okay, and how does that affect them?
Well, if there was late breeding birds and they cut back hedges where they'd be nesting in them, you know, you could kill a lot of young, you know, you get rid of a lot of the eggs and they nest like as well through cutting hedges. Like.
Right, okay. Okay, so anyway, we have this very nice talk to look forward to on Thursday in Hannon's. Are there any similar events then coming up? Maybe if someone might be able to get to it on Thursday, is there any other events coming up?
We have, there's a gentleman coming, we're having the names offhand here, but there's a man coming from Tipperary too on the 18th of January to give a talk. I think it's on Birds of Prey, as far as I can remember. Now, I just have it here in the book with me.
Yeah.
But it's on the 18th of January for anybody that'd be interested in that one.
Okay.
In Hannon's Hotel again at 8 o'clock.
Okay, that's great.
On the 18th of January, which is a Thursday night too.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Is it generally kind of on Thursdays in around the
year? Yeah, normally, for some reason or another, we start off on a Thursday night and we seem to have stuck onto it and it seems to be working.
And is there many there in the Roscommon branch of
Birdwatch?
Oh,
could be. Well, no, it can vary. Our talks can vary from 15 maybe to 33 was the highest amount we had one night. Okay. Now, in the branch itself, there might be 10 or 12 people that would have a big interest in it, yeah.
Right, okay. We must get you guys in someday into the studio here in Rosvem. We could have a further discussion
about
Birdwatch, and that'd be great to have you in. Now, you mentioned there at the start that you could get in contact with yourself, Pork. What's your number there if people want to get in contact with you directly?
My number here for the phone number is, of course, 087.
Yeah.
907.
Yeah.
88.
49. That's perfect. Okay.
And I have an email address there as well, which is p704 35@yahoo.ie.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Well, look, what we'll do is, Pork, I'll put it up on our Facebook page and also on the website as well, so people can get in contact with you directly, but also check out the Birdwatch Ireland website as well. Look, best of luck with the talk there on Thursday then. But thanks for joining me on the line, Pork.
Not at all. Thanks yourself for ringing back.